So even though the furlough is over, those FAA workers, do you find them still struggling financially?
They are. What has happened is because the furlough crossed over actually two pay periods for those employees, during the month of August, each of their two paychecks will only be for half of the normal amount, and no decision about retroactive pay will be made until Congress comes back in September. There is a bill already offered to grant those employees retroactive pay, but it won't be acted on until September. So those folks are stuck with a loss in their paychecks, at least until then.
So what is it FIA can do?
FIA is giving no-interest loans of up to $1,000 to the affected employees. It's part of our General Emergency Assistance Program. It's something that we do actually for federal employees every day, and particularly for FAA employees now. The form of the loan is in a check that's written directly to a creditor. So the employees come to us, they fill out an application, they include copies of bills, we write the checks to their creditors and send them to the employee. They pay their bills, they pay us back through payroll allotment just a little bit at a time.
Now, of course, this whole incident looms as a possible repeat once Congress gets back, because the funding only goes until the middle of September or so, or early September. So are you making contingencies for what might lie ahead?
That's actually something we're quite concerned about. You know, we see this as possibly a harbinger of things to come, which is not great for federal employees at all. And we are trying to make plans now, trying to put some fundraising appeals out to make sure that we have the money that we need in the coffers to be able to offer this to any employees who might be furloughed.
Because you had mentioned that you do this every day. You have plans in place for any feds who might be struggling for other reasons, maybe personal reasons. And so you're looking ahead to the future just in case there are other issues with the budget where more feds might be affected similarly to what happened with FAA?
We are. And, you know, we're actually quite concerned because over the last couple of years, we've seen the need for our General Emergency Assistance Program almost triple in the last 5 years. We did over $500,000 in these emergency loans last year for just those types of personal emergencies. Somebody's spouse loses a job and they're suddenly without that extra paycheck and they're struggling to make a mortgage payment or keep the lights on. Those are the sorts of things we help with every day. And this economy is certainly affecting federal employees just as much as everyone else. And so we are concerned that as the budget fights go on and federal employees are caught in the middle, that we will need to be prepared to do quite a bit more.
I want to make sure I understand what you just said. Did you say in the past 5 years the need for emergency aid has tripled?
Yes.
Is that unprecedented for FIA?
It is completely unprecedented. We were doing, in general, an average of between $150,000 and $200,000 in emergency loans every year. And last year, as I said, it was just over $500,000. This month alone, we're 15 days into the month today, we've already processed 67 loans. Some of those are FAA people, but some of them are other federal employees all across the country.
We're speaking with Robin Kehoe, the Director of Field Operations for the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. And I don't want to get hyperbolic here, but we're looking down at the end of the fiscal, and with Congress as divided as it seems to be, last year we came very close to a federal government shutdown. Some people are predicting, in fact, I'm not ruling it out myself, that there could actually be a shutdown over the congressional impasse coming up. Is that something FIA is looking ahead to?
Absolutely. We had a contingency plan in place in the spring for in the event of a shutdown, and we have that still in place should that happen this fall. We certainly hope it doesn't, but we are being as prepared as we can be in the case that it does happen.
I mean, the scale of outlays that you would have to make, even to give everybody a few bucks, if that happened, would seem to be way beyond any organization's resources.
I think it would be. I mean, if there were mass furloughs all across government, it would be very, very difficult for us to keep up with the need. One of the things that we did see in the instance of the FAA furloughs is that other organizations out there that serve FAA employees, credit unions that the employees belong to and that sort of thing, also started to have contingency plans and to have programs in place. So that's one of the other things that we are doing and will continue to do, is to look out there and try to figure out what other resources might be available to federal employees and make sure that we collect all of those resources. And if folks have need that is above and beyond what we're able to help with, we hope to have places to refer them to make sure that they can get what they need.
So how are you able to do this? I understand these are no-interest loans, and for the most part, you're going to get paid back, but where do you get the money? Is this a federal aid thing or private donations?
It's mostly private donations. A lot of our money comes from donations in the Combined Federal Campaign. We are a CFC charity. And so when folks pledge to FEA during the CFC, that money goes into these types of programs. And then, as you say, the loans do get paid back. We have a very high repayment rate. In general, we have over 90% repayment. And so those repayments go right back into the account and out again to other folks who need loans.
And are you strictly no-interest loans, or do you ever do low-interest loans, or do you ever do grants?
We don't do any interest, so it's always either a no-interest loan or a grant. And We generally only do grants when there are natural disasters that affect federal employees.